come back from vacation invigorated. I always find it's the other way around. You come back from vacation, it's like, you know, it takes a while to get back in. But anyway, so hope the other one will get back in as quickly as possible. So I want to spend some a little more time on the Tosfos about Zarah Shachal Truma and the Yonim of Zarah Shachal Truma. So maybe we'll begin by recapitulating the ground that we already covered, and then we'll try to take it a little bit further. So what did we see in the Gemara? We had the Gemara is talking about the Shita of Nechunya Ben Akana that Korah is patas from Tashlumen. Nechunya Ben Akana is Yom Kippurim Kishabas from Tashlumen. Just like Mises is based in patas from Tashlumen. So Nechunya Ben Akana also, likewise, Korah is also patas from Tashlumen. We had a machlokes Abai and Rava, what's the mokhafer of Nechunya Ben Akana? We don't pass like Nechunya Ben Akana anyway. But what's the mokhafer, according to Nechunya Ben Akana, what's the mokhafer for his halacha? So it's a machlokes Abai and Rava. Abai learns it out from Osun Osun. And Rava learns it out from the pasuk from Halim Yalima. We have a drasha of Korah Shalik and Misa Shalachem. The Gemara is the Nafkiminis from Misa B'nei Shemayim. Zar Sheochal Truma. Koin to Abaye. That's also Osain. So it goes into the drasha. So it would koin to Nechunya Ben Akana. Not only Korah is pata from Tashlumen, but Misa B'nei Shemayim would also pata from Tashlumen. And therefore, if a Zar eats Truma, B'mezid we're talking about, Zar eats Truma B'mezid, so since he has a chiv of Misa B'nei Shemayim, so he'll be pata min ha Tashlumen. Amazing. They don't have the special pasha of Tashlumei Truma, just a regular Mazik, but he's also Chayav Misa for eating Truma. So according to Abai's version of Nechunya Ben Akana, the Chayav Misa B'nei Shemayim will pater him from Tashlumei Gneva or Gzela. Whereas according to Rava, it's only a drosha by Karas, it's not a drosha by Misa B'nei Shemayim, and therefore Misa B'nei Shemayim will not have Kimlei D'Rahamine, and therefore he'll be Chayav in Tashlumei Gneva or Tashlumei Gzela. That's the Shtikul Gemara. So Tosfos has a discussion. So Tosfos wants to know, the Gemara is talking about Zar Sheochal Truma B'Mezid. We don't have the special parsha of Tashlumei Truma. What about Zar Sheochal Truma? So that's a machlokes Abaye and Rava, according to Abaye and Echrami, this came with the rabbinate. At least according to Nechunya Ben Akana, this came with the rabbinate. They don't have to pay. And according to Rava, there's no kimlei d'rabbanan. But what about zar sheochal truma v'shogeg? Zar sheochal truma v'shogeg is a special parsha in the Torah that you have to. There's a lot of chiyuv tashlumen. It's a parsha in the Torah. V'nosan l'kayin is a kodesh that you have to pay zar sheochal truma. Has to pay keren. He has to pay chaimish. It's special halachas about how he has to pay. So Tosfos is down over there. Why don't you say according to Abaye, according to Nechunya Ben Akana, why don't you say kimlei d'rabbanan? Slamaisa is a chiyuv midrashim. All right, it's b'shogeg. But Taisikta is that Nechunya Ben Akana is that if there's kimli the rabbinate by chorus and by misa midrashim I'm a mezid, then likewise b'shogeg. You know, just like you have by misa's basin that shogeg is like mezid. So by chorus and by misa midrashim I'm the same thing. Shogeg is kim mezid. Rashi doesn't hold the way. But Taisikta here, Taisikta in Pesachim as well, is that. There's a din of shogeg kemezid, Tana v'cheskiyah, that we're not machalik and shogeg kemezid, not only by Mises Basin, but by Karas and Mises B'nei Shemayim as well in Rav Nechunya Ben Akana. So therefore, again, so Tais is done. Every time you have a zar she'ochel truma b'shogeg, the Torah is beferish that he has to pay, but also l'kayin is a kodesh. You can't just say this, can't be not like Rav Nechunya Ben Akana. It's a pasuk in Torah. The Torah says that zar she'ochel truma b'shogeg has to pay. What happened to the locha kimli b'drabine? Point of Nechunya Ben Akana in Abaye's version, you should say Kimlei D'Rabbanan. So we could say, just talking through Tosfos, you could say, it's Gzeiras HaKosov. In Echanami, really you ought to say Kimlei D'Rabbanan. But the Torah said a special Gzeiras HaKosov that in this particular case of Zar She'ochal Truma, Kimlei D'Rabbanan does not apply. The Tashlumen of the Nosan L'Kayin HaKadosh are somehow exempted from the halacha of Kimlei D'Rabbanan. But Tosfos is not Maspik, because it's Mavun Gemara. Tosfos is reading the Gemara in Pesachim. Tosfos has a sugya in Pesachim. According to Rashi, there's no such Gemara. Rashi is different shot in that Gemara. But the way Tosfos reads the sugya in Pesachim, it says there in the Gemara in Pesachim that if somebody ate truma of chametz bePesach, it wasn't only truma, but it was truma and tabut, it was also chametz bePesach. And he ate truma and it was chametz bePesach. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says, according to one Mahalach in the Gemara, the Mishnah says that if it was b'mezid, he's potter because of the accumulated ravine. But if it was b'shogeg, then he's chayit, then he has to pay tashlumei truma. Tashlumei truma. Why? What happened to accumulated ravine? According to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, and the Mishnah is going, according to this version of the Gemara, the sheet in the Gemara, the Mishnah over there is going alibu to Rav Nechunya ben Akana. That's the chilik b'mezid and the shogeg. That the reason, the Mishnah says that b'mezid is chayit, b'mezid is potter, b'shogeg is chayit. Ha'oichel truma is chometz b'pesach. B'mezid he's potter and b'shogeg he's chayv. So the Gemara there is done. What's pshat in the Mishnah? What's going on in the Mishnah? So the Gemara is one mahalach that it's nothing to do with Rav Nechunya ben Akana, and it's nothing to do with Kimeli Rabbanei. It's rather the pshat is that b'mezid you're potter because it's not worth anything. Chametz and Pesach not worth anything, so there's nothing to pay. Whereas b'shogeg l'fimidim mishalom, you hold l'fimidim mishalom, b'shogeg is l'fimidim mishalom. I don't care if it's worth anything. It had volume. He ate a volume of truma, so he has to pay l'fimidim. But that's absolutely nothing to do with but the Gemara, that's only for Lufimidim Mishalim, but that's a suffer the Gemara, maybe Lufidom Mishalim. So there's another Mahalach there, the Gemara there's another Mahalach in the Mishnah. That has nothing to do with the Shavis. The Chometz has Shavis. It's going that Chometz, going with Madom, Chometz is Mutabano. The Chometz has Shavis. That's not the Nidin. Rather, the Nidin is Kimlu Dravine, because the Mishnah is going like Menachun Yimirakon, that Kor is practiced from Tashlumin. So the Mishnah says that if it was Bemezid, so the Kimlu Dravine is Potter. But if it was b'shogeg, then he's not potter. Then he's chayev. So what's the difference? If it's kimlid rabbinay mezid, it should kimlid rabbinay b'shogeg as well. So Rashi l'shitalsi learns that gemara. That's really the Rashi. That's this where Rashi says this b'feresh, that the dinner from the chunyim ben akon is only b'mezid, not b'shogeg. That's Rashi shita. The chunyim ben akon only potter b'mezid, not b'shogeg, and that's guf of shat in the Mishnah. But Tosis whole shita is that Rav Nechunya ben akon is not mechalek b'mezid and shogeg. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? What does the gemara mean? So Tosis learns pshat in that Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that been mezid when the tashlumin are just regular tashlumi gneva, so then you have kimli d'ravine. But by chometz, but by b'shoigeg, then it's a new parsha of tashlumi truma b'shoigeg that doesn't have. Then you don't say kimli d'ravine. So Tosis, why not? Even though it's exeris akosuv, but exeris akosuv, even though Tosis says that's exeris akosuv that tashlumi truma don't have tashlumi kimli d'ravine, that's only they don't have tashlum, they don't have kimli d'ravine. From the chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim of achilas truma, but the chiyuv of achilas koras of chometz, that's a regular kimli rabbinay. For that, there's no gzeres hakosuv. I'm placing the falpel around that point, but that's the bottom line of Tosis kasha. That there we ought to say kimli rabbinay. What's it? So kids, Tosis, what's the difference? If the mezid you're potter because kimli rabbinay, because the mishnah is going like nechunya ben akana, so the shogeg should be potter as well because they're from nechunya ben akana. So Tosis answers. Tosis takes a while to get it, but now Tosis answers that a new side that the tashlumei truma are not a tashlumei moment at all. It's not moment. It's not knas. It's kapara. And in kapara, there's no din of kimlei b'derabine. It's not fundamentally chiyuv moment. It's a chiyuv kapara, and kapara doesn't have kimlei b'derabine. That's Tosis yisoid. That's the first step of Tosis to get that to that yisoid. That the reason why ha'oichel trumas chomas b'pesach b'shogeg, the Mishnah says that he's chayev. What happened to kimlei d'rabbanei? The answer is what the Mishnah means is because b'shogeg is a chiyuv kapara, it's a kapara tashlumi kapara, and therefore it's not subject to kimlei d'rabbanei, and that's the pshat in the Mishnah's chiluk between mezid and shogeg. That if you ate trumas chomas b'mezid, that's just tashlumi momen, it's regular tashlumi momen, so then you have kimlei d'rabbanei and you're potter because it's chomas b'pesach, it's karas. But if you ate trumas chametz b'shoigig, that means you were shoigig in the truma, so that's already tashlumei kapara, and in kapara there's no kimlei d'rabbanei. That's Tosis miyasa that you say that in kapara there's no kimlei d'rabbanei. That's a chiddush of Tosis. That's not a gemara anyway. That in kapara there's no kimlei d'rabbanei. Tosis mechadish that in kapara there's no kimlei d'rabbanei, and that's why the Mishnah says that if you ate it b'shoigig, you have to pay. Okay, that's the first half of Tosis. Now Tosis comes to part B. This is what we're going to be more busy with. Tosis says, Tosis now has this new principle that Tashlumei Truma means, by definition, Tashlumei Truma means B'shagig. Tashlumei Truma B'shagig, the parsha of Enos and Lachayin is HaKadosh, is a parsha of Kapara. Therefore, it does not have Kimlei B'derav Mine. Agav Orcha, the Rash in Truma, in the Mishnah in Truma, Perek Zion. No. Rash and Truma. Yeah, Perek Zion, Mishnah Aleph. The Rash brings this Tisus. The Rash himself is the Baal HaTisus. We're from the Baal HaTisus. The Rash brings this Tisus, this pilpul of Tisus. And the Rash says it's not true. Tashlumi Truma and Ara Kapar, they're a Knas. And he's a Beferish Yushami. That the Yushami says Tashlumi Truma are a Knas and they're not a Kapar. So I don't know what Tisus does with that, but it does with that Yushami. It's not me you do it. But this Yeshayd of Tisus, that Tashlumi Truma are a Kapara, is not so. It's not a Dovah Muslim. The Rash is Chayluk, and he has Lachar Beferish Yushami. That it's not true, that the Shlomi Truma are a Knas and not a Kapar. It's Negei also, Tais has a Raya that the Shlomi Truma are Kapara. A couple of Rayas. Tais brings a Raya that the Shlomi Truma are Kapara from the fact that Kohen can't be Meichel. And a Knas, how do you can be Meichel? Your short time was Mazik Meishar. I can be Meichel, the Knas can be Meichel. The Nisit, the even though it's a Knas, but an a Knas, the Nisit can be Meichel. If Tashlumi Truma were purely a Knas, why could the Kohen, Taisus says the Kohen ought to be able to be Meichel? Like that's another question. An Knas, you can be Meichel. The same way you can be Meichel, the same way that if you have Mammon coming to you, you can be Meichel. If you have Tashlumi, a Knas, you can also be Meichel. We have a Mefuta, she can be Meichel. Right, we said, you say Mefuta, she's Meichel. I it's a Knas. So, and a Knas, you can be Meichel. So Tosfos says, why can't the Kohen be Meichel Tashlumi Truma? So Tosfos says, right, that it's nothing to do with the Kohen. The Tsar, the person who ate the Truma, needs the Kapara. So there's nothing to do with it. He has to do the Tashlumi because that's his Kapara. That's Tosfos' raya. That's Tosfos' raya. That from the fact that the Kohen can't be Meichel, Tosfos says that's a raya that it's a kapar. What about the Rash? The Rash also is not an ara kapar. It's a knas. So what does he do with the mission that the Kohen can't be Meichel? Comes with me. I mean, it's possible, but just not no people. Just saying, pasuk to zachen. Tosfos says tashlumi truma kapara v'har raya the Kohen can't be Meichel. The Rash in the beginning of Perek Zayin of Truma says chaylev, and he says tashlumi truma and not a kapar. They're a knas. As if Perishu Yushami that way, Tashlumi Truma are a Knas. So what does the Rash do with the Mishnah that says that the Imrat Zakayin Limchel Eino Yochel Limchel? So the Rash himself addresses it in the beginning of the previous paragraph, the paragraph Vav Mishnah Aleph. The Rash himself addresses why can't the Kayin be Meichel? And he doesn't say because it's a Lushitoso, he can't answer that it's a Kapar. So he says it's a different word. I'm not sure what this word means. But the Rash says, Tzarech Biur, what it means. But the Rash says, that since the halacha is that you don't pay tashlumi truma is not paid in money, it's paid with peiros. You have to pay with peiros chulun mesukonim, and the peiros become truma. So the Rash says that since you don't pay with money, you pay with peiros mesukonim. That's not due to the machlokes lefidomim or lefimida. The machlokes lefidomim lefimida is how much peiros you have to give. How do you evaluate how much peiros to give? But you certainly pay with Paris and the Paris become Truma. So the Rash says, since you pay with Paris, Mr. Konim, so therefore it's not Shaykh Mechila. So I'll be what exactly that means. Yeah, that's true. In an MS, if I only have the Yushami, that it's a Knas, that's a good bar.
Is that just because it wasn't?
Oh, that's a very good one. We could say a bar here. We could say a pilpul now. We could say, how can Taisa be us be chaluk on the Yushami? Taisa brought a raya. That's a very nice thing. Taisa be us brought a raya from the Mishnah in Rotzakai Limchel and Yachel Limchel. So Taisa be us brings a raya from there that it must be a kapara. Because if it was a Knas, how could you be Melech? So, but the Rashi says the Rashi, is that true? There's a Beferish Yushami. The Tashlumei Truma are a Knas, they're not a Kapar. Taisa the Rash and Perek Zayin. So what does that Taisa do with that Yushami? The Rash is Mamashe Perish Yushami. Yushami there is discussing, why don't you say, the question that I got, that the Mishnah Bayas also, the Gemara Bayas also later talks about, why don't the Malkus of, if you ate Truma B'mezid, why don't the Malkus Pater from the, you know, if you ate Truma B'shoigi rather, Rish Loka Shita is that Malkus of Shoigi, Chayri Malkus Shoigi and also Pater from Tashlumei. So the Yushami there is Mephalpel. Our Gemara is also going to take it up soon. Why don't the, according to Reish Lakish, that chayv malchus shogigim pater from tashlumin. Why doesn't the malchus? I got my business with the misa, but why don't the misa v'deishem ayin? Why don't the malchus of truma? Chayv malchus. Why don't the malchus of truma pater from the tashlumin? So at the end it says it's exactly sakosuf. But first the Yishami wants to say that it's because it's a because tashlumi truma is like a carbon, means it's a kapara, and there's no kimlu ravenay on a kapara. And Yishami says it's not true, it's not a kapara, it's a knas. That's the context of the Yishami. So akaponim, so l'chayr toys against the fairish Yishami. So maybe you have a good point. We could say you're a cheshbon. We say the toys wasn't bothered by that Yishami. Because that Yishami is l'shitas, so the Yishami holds you can't be meichel knas. Remember, by Yisayim Mufuta, the Babi holds that Yisayim Mufuta has no knas because she's meichel. We died to Abba. We might have Lamed Vav. And the Yishami says, not true, you can't be meichel knas because Kaidam Amad Abidin, there's no Chiyuk knas. So there's nothing to be meichel. You can't be meichel because the Chiyuk knas hasn't kicked in yet. Chiyuk knas first kicks in by the Amad Abidin, so you can't be meichel. Machalik is Babi and Yishami. We talked about that earlier on. So Mele, the Yishami l'shitas, so he holds you can't be meichel knas. So the Shami could hold that Tashlumi Truma are a Knas. I, the Kohen, can't be Meichel. Yeah, very good. The Kohen can't be Meichel because it's a Knas and you can't be Meichel Knas. But Lashita Sababli, that you could be Meichel a Knas, and yet the Mishnah says that the Kohen can't be Meichel. Al Korchav, Taisus to Shitas, he brings a riot from the fact that the Kohen can't be Meichel. Taisus says, Lashita Sababli, that's what it means. Lashita Sababli, from the fact that the Mishnah says the Kohen can't be Meichel, it's a riot that Tashlumi Truma are a Kapar and they're not a Knas. That's a very nice package. Yeah, that's Taisus by us, but the Rash is Chalik. The Rash agrees with the Yishalmi that the Shlumi Truma are not a kapara, they're a knas. So if they're not a kapara, if they're a knas, so why? That's the Rash also leave with the Emes, not only leave with the Yishalmi. So why, according to the Rash, can't the Kohen be Meichel? And you can't say because you can't be Meichel knas. That's the Shita of the Yishalmi, but the Babli about it holds you could be Meichel knas. Say Mufut that could be is Meichel. So what is the Rash? How does the Rash explain the fact that the Kohen can't be Meichel? So the Rash himself addresses it. I said the Rash himself in Perek Vav in the Mishnah addresses that. And the Rash, the reason why the Kohen can't be Meichel, doesn't say because it's a kapara, that's not available to him. He holds that it's not a kapara. He can't say because it's a knas, Shita Sababli is that you could be Meichel a knas. So he says, that since you don't pay money, you pay in Paris from Sekonim, so therefore the Kohen can't be Meichel. Yeah, David Zerachbi, what does that even mean? Some it's like, even though it's a knas, but it's not a regular knas. The chor, the sense of it is, I don't understand it exactly, that even though it's a knas, but it's not a chiyuv knas just of money. It's a chi of knas that involves more than money. And mechil is only shaykh and a knas is pure money. But a chi of knas that involves, you know, something other than money. The knas was that he has to be, you know, he has to like dance in front of him or something. So that you couldn't be meichel. So it's a knas that, and money can be meichel. It can't be meichel and a chi of that doesn't just involve money. It involves more. It involves some kind of, as I say. It needs a hesber. I'm welcome to this gather, but what's the pshat in that? Somebody could say chabur. What's the pshat in that? Rash. But akabonim, the Rash clearly shitosi. The Rash l'shitosi. The tashlumi truma are not a kapara. They're a knas. He needs to explain, and he has to give this cryptic explanation of why the kohen can't be meichel. But at Tosfos holds the reason why the kohen can't be meichel is because tashlumi truma are a kapara, and he brings a raya from the fact that's his raya. This is a riot from the fact that the Kohen can't be Meichel. And Taisus is another halacha based on this fact that Tashlumi Truma are a kapara, and that is that by Truma's Atzma, if he ate his own Truma, then he doesn't have to pay. That's not a Gemara anywhere, it's a Tosefta maybe. But it's not so clear Taisus saying this is a riot. Or is he saying, or if he's saying it as a fallout. Something that follows. It's hard to say that it's a riot, because it's not a Gemara. Like, how could it be a riot? It's not a Gemara. The Chor is saying it as a corollary. Since I'm telling you that Truma is a Tashlumi Truma Kapara, had a riot from the Mishnah of the Kohen can't be Meichel, so therefore it'll come out of Nafkamina that if you ate your own Truma, how could a Zar have Truma? Because he got some Truma from his grandfather. So if a Zar ate his own Truma, so he still has to pay. What did I say? I said he doesn't have to pay. He has to pay. He has to pay the Takasas and Tesef. He has to pay. He has to give Truma to a. He has to pay. He has to shtel Truma. Because it's a kapar. So what do I care? It's his own. So he doesn't have a chi of mamon. But he has a chi of kapar. He didn't have era. He ate Truma. He has to have the kapar of Karen Mechemish. Okay, then Taisus goes on. Taisus asks, if that's the case, that it's that the Shlumi Truma are kapara, So how can by a suffix you don't have to pay? The halacha is that by a suffix zar shachal truma, the muscle is a suffix zar. We don't know if he's a zar, maybe he's a kain. Maybe he's got switched. So it has a suffix kain. So it says he doesn't have to pay. He's potter from tashlumei truma. Why is he potter from tashlumei truma? It's a kapara. Tesef, another case of suffix. Suffix with ishlavishin shafang benishish. Two cases of suffix. You're suffering with Tishlavish and suffering with Zion Lachman. So we don't know who his father is, so we don't know if he's a Kohen. So again, he's Potter. That it says in Farish. Says that he's Potter. Why is he Potter? So he says, but it's a Kapar. I had a Suffolk mom in your Potter because I might see Mechavar of Araya. But the Suffolk Kapar is not a Suffolk mom. Not a Suffolk. In a Suffolk mom, you want to be mighty for me, you have to bring a Raya. Kapar is not a Suffolk, you're being mighty for me. You could be Michael, I still have to pay. I have a Chi of Kapar, like a Chi of Carbon. A Suffolk Carbon, you have to. Yeah, you have a Suffolk Chi of Kapar. So why do we say I might see Mechavar of Araya? So Tosis answers that the kapar is accomplished by the hafrasha, but the giving it to the kohen, that's just a chiyuv mamon. So therefore, the when it says that by a sofik you potter, it doesn't mean you potter from hafrasha. Why do you have to be mafish truma? Because that's your kapara. But it means that you potter from giving it to a kohen, because that already has nothing to do with the kapara. That's a regular mamon, it's the kachiyuv, and in a regular mamon, it's the kachiyuv. Hamaytzim mechaveri all of Harai. And conversely, says Tosis, when it says that the Kohen can't be Meichel, it means he can't be Meichel on the Hafrasha. But he could certainly be Meichel, you don't have to give him the Truma. Because that doesn't belong to the Kapar, that belongs to the Mamanus. It's because the Tosis makes a divide. That in Tashlumei Truma, there's two elements. There's the Kapar Shabbai, and then there's the Mamanus Shabbai. The Kapar Shabbai is accomplished by the Hafrasha. And the Mamanus Shabbai, that requires that you give it to the. That's what makes you have to give it to a kohen, and therefore, b'malkum is suffik. You still have no mafish because it's a suffik kapar. We don't have to give it to a kohen because it makes mechel olav araya. And if the kohen is mechel, conversely, then he could be mechel on the nesina l'kohen because that's only mamonis. But he can't be mechel on that frosha because that's already kapara. And when the Mishnah says the kohen can't be mechel, it means he can't be mechel on that frosha. But that he could be mechel on the nesina. That kind of tesis. So we talked last time before Yom Tov. The Bisakiv asks. So if that's the case, so then we're back to square one. Oichel Trumas Chometz bePesach. The Mishnah says that he's Chayav L'Shalem. Oichel Trumas Chometz bShogeg. The Mishnah says Misokmi Chayav L'Shalem. And Tosis explained why isn't the Kimeli Derabmane. So Tosis says because it's the Kapara. What do you mean? The Kapara is accomplished by that Frosha. But the Mishnah is Chayav L'Shalem. Chayav L'Shalem does not sound like he has to be Mafish. Chayav L'Shalem means he has to pay to the Nizik. He has to pay to the Kohen. Why does he have to pay to the Kohen? And the Nesina, there should be Kimeli Derabmane. Mele the hafrosha, that's kapara, and that there's no kimeli drabine. But the nesina l'kayin, that's not kapara. That's a chiyuv mamon, and a chiyuv mamon is kimeli drabine. So Tosis, what did Tosis gain? Everything that Tosis gave with one, and he took away with the other. So the Bisakiv answers. Anybody remember what the Bisakiv answers? What? Right. Second answer is that really the chiyuv there is kimeli drabine in the moment, but you have to be mafish truma as kapara. You have to be mafish the truma, and once you have to be mafish the truma as kapara, so then it becomes it has dine truma, and dine truma are that you have to give it to the kohen, that you have to give it to a kohen, because that's the halacha of truma. Truma becomes mamon hashevet, and it has to be given to the kohen. So my son, Isaac's teres is very difficult. But that's his teres. His teres is in Echanami. La'oila mitzad dinei tashlumin. There is kimeli drabine. Why does it say you have to be mishalim? The answer is, since you have to do hafrosh as a kapara. Once you have to do hafrosh as a kapara, so hafrosh means it becomes truma. And what's the din of truma? The din of truma is that you have to give it to a kohen. So therefore, if you eat truma's chametz for Pesach, you have to give it to a kohen. Chayes comes out after minol filim nesivus. The Mishnah is Chayav L'Shalem. Poshim Shav Chayav L'Shalem means you have to give it to that Kohen, the Kohen whose Truma it was. The Filin Nesivus, you don't have to give it to that Kohen. kohen whose truma it was, that's mamonis. Mamonis is kimeli rabbinet. You have to give it to a kohen because you have a chiv afrosh al skapara. Once you have a chiv afrosh al skapara, it becomes mamon hashevet, and now it has a din that has to be given to a kohen. Well, not the kohen. Why the kohen? The kohen, that's just mamonis. Mamonis is kimeli rabbinet. So the chanami will have to say, l'fil nesivus, when the Mishnah says chayav l'shalom, doesn't mean l'shalom to that kohen. Means chayav l'shalom to a kohen. You have to be mafish truma. Mele has a din of nesino, has a din of mamon hashevet, and he has to be given to a kohen. But the ma'aseh nesivus, we talked to it like last time also. It's very difficult. First of all, it's not the mashmoyis of chayav l'shalom. Chayav l'shalom sounds you have to pay that kohen. If it just meant you have to be mafish truma, then you have to give it to a kohen. So that's not l'shalom. Chayav l'hafish and mele has din of truma. The lashon of l'shalom is not so glad. Number two, it's very hard to understand l'fil nesivus. So why does the Mishnah say that the Kohen can't be Meichel? This is the Kohen can't be Meichel. Why can't he be Meichel? What does it mean the Kohen can't be Meichel? And the moment is he could be Meichel. So Teres says he can't be Meichel. Teres says in the Chanami, the moment is he could be Meichel, but he can't be Meichel on the Hafrosha. The Fil Nesivus, it'll come out. I don't know if it's a kashna nesivus. It comes out of chiddush to feel the nesivus. That when Tosis said that the kohen can't be meichel on the nesina, but he could be, the kohen cannot be meichel on the afrosha, but he could be meichel on the nesina. Tosis means the kohen can be meichel. You don't have to give the truma to him, but he can't be meichel on the afrosha, and therefore you have to give the truma to some kohen, because that's the dina truma that has to be given to a kohen. In chadami, feel the nesivus. I think that would be true. That when Tosfos says you can't be meichel in that frosha, that means mele has to be given to a kohen, because that's dinei truma that has to be given to a kohen. And likewise, when Tosfos says that when you eat your own truma, Tosfos said that when you eat your own truma, you don't have to give it to, what's the lashon of Tosfos? It says ha'ichel truma is atzmai that you got from other yimei kohen or something. Keep the keren. You only have to give away a kohen. Tosfos doesn't mean you can keep the keren. Kipshutai. You can keep the Karen. You can't keep the Karen. Well, let's talk about this sort of question. Why can you keep the Karen? You have a Chiv HaFrosha. Once you have a Chiv HaFrosha, it becomes Truma. And if it becomes Truma, how could you keep it? Has Dina Truma, it has to be given away. This is already a question.
It's a
question
anyway. He doesn't explain that case in his answer, but it's a question. Why you should just have to be mouth, you should have your mouth for shit. You have to.
Well, without the Nesivus, I would say that, without the Nesivus, I would say, the Nesivus is the Visakov. Okay, so, without the Nesivus, I would say that by Truma, when the din of being mafresh Truma la Kapara does not have a Chiv Nesino. It's not like regular Truma, you have to give it to a Kain also. The din, you have to be mafresh Truma for the Kapara, that does not carry with it the Chiv Nesino. You mafresh Truma, then it's yours. You can do with it whatever you want. You could sell it to a Kain maybe, but you don't have to give it away to a Kain. The Nesivus and the Chavis that in the din of Tashlumi Truma la Kapara, it becomes Truma with the din that you have to get with the Chiv Nesina Shabbat. Yeah, so what does it mean? So if you ate Truma Satsma, you should also have a Chiv Nesina. And the Ma'aseh Tosfos says you get to keep it. That's a kasha in the Nesivus. Then there was another kasha we asked in the Nesivus. The Chazon Ish more or less asked this kasha. He doesn't ask it as a kasha on the Nesivus, but the Har itself, the Chazon Ish has. The Fil Nesivus, it comes out that when you mafish Truma, Azar She'ochel Truma, there's like this, again, there's these two components. He has to be mafish Truma L'Kapara, but then in addition, he has to pay the Kohen whose Truma it was, but that's only midin Gzei L'Balma. Nothing to do with the parsha of Tashlumei Truma. That's Sesam Tosfos. And the Fil Nesivus also, we see an extra knaich, that when you mafresh the Truma L'Kapara, it becomes Truma L'Chol Dor, including the fact that it becomes Mamon HaShevet and has to be given away to the Kohanim. So then it's very difficult. If I ate Truma, let's say I ate Truma that belonged to a certain Kohen, right? I ate Truma and it happened to belong to, you know, Aaron HaKohen. So now I have to do two things. I have to be mafresh Truma L'Kapara. And in addition, I have to actually give that truma to Aaron, whose truma it was. But that's nothing to the parsha of Tashlumei Truma. That's the regular parsha of Mazik or Gezel. That's what it says in Tyson. That's the distinction Tyson makes. But the Nesivus adds that the minute that mafish the chuma, the kapara, it becomes Maman HaShevet. That's a dinner that has to be given away to the Kehanim. So now it doesn't make sense. How can I now take that chuma, which is Maman HaShevet, not my money anymore, it's Maman HaShevet, and use that chuma to pater my chiyuv tashlumin to Aaron HaKlev? But I'm paying Aaron now. I have a chiyuv mazik klapei Aaron. Besides everything else, I have a chiyuv mazik klapei Aaron, and I'm paying him with other people's money because I'm being mafish chuma lekapara. That chuma becomes mamon hashevet, and then I'm taking mamon hashevet and I'm using it to pay off my chiyuv mazik to Aaron. How do I have a right to do that? How can I take other people's? It's in effect other people. I have a tevis hanosheva, but basically it's other people's money. The minute I'm mafish it lekapara, it becomes chiyuv chuma with a chiyuv that has to be given away to the shevet of kehanim. It's not my money. So now I'm taking that truma, which is not my money, and I'm using it to pay my own private chiyuv mazik that I have to Aaron. How can I do that? Mele, if you say that I have to pay Aaron himself midin tashlumi truma, that's the parsha of tashlumi truma. Okay, good. So now that all goes into the parsha of tashlumi truma, that when I eat Aaron's truma, I have to give truma to Aaron. And maybe that includes in it the chiyuv. We'll talk later on in Torah. Maybe that includes the chiyuv tashlumim. But according to the Nesivus understanding of Tosis, these are two separate and unrelated things. There's one parsha of hafroshes truma l'kapara that becomes Maman HaShevet in general, and then there's another parsha that I have to pay Aaron as mazik or as gazlin. So how can I use the same truma for my kapara and then it becomes Maman HaShevet, and then I'm using that truma to pay a totally different chiyuv that I have klapa the individual Aaron? So I'm paying my chiyuv mazik to Aaron and my chiyuv gazlin to Aaron with money that's Maman HaShevet. How can I do that? So these are all kashas on the Beis HaKel. Okay, maybe this could be dealt with in some kind of filpul. The other kashas is also very sure in the Nesivus. I mean, so what's tried by your Trumas Atzmai? That's a very glaring question in the Nesivus. So Peli doesn't ask it. Like, why doesn't he address it? When you eat Trumas Atzmai, why do you keep it? He says you keep it. Why do you keep it? You should be chayav to give it to a kohen. Yeah, then we had another set. That's one problem. The Beis HaKel's problem. What? Well, if it's not Maman HaShevet, I don't know if it's Maman HaShevet. You say maybe it's not Maman HaShevet, it just has a mitzvah nesimah. It's my truma with a mitzvah. Well, that's what the whole word of the nesimah is. That when I'm mafish truma l'kapara, it has a mitzvah nesimah. Oh, we'll see. So then we're getting into the Rishon. Then we're getting into different. That's not the Bishakas mouth. Bishakas and the Halakha is he's going to Shulta. That the whole giving it to a coin, they're already saying giving it to a coin goes into the parsha of the Nos and the coin, that they have to give it to the coin. The whole word of the Nesivus is he understood in Tosis that the giving to the coin is pure moment instead of accumulated rabbin. As far as the Kapar is concerned, all I have to do is Hafrosh. So, okay, so that's affecting the Nesivus. So why do I have to give it to a coin? Why does the Mishnah Sokhum say that Oichel Chumas Chomis gives it to a coin? So the Nesivus, I have to give it to Kohen. Sad that frosh is shiva. That frosh is mechayev, and now it's true. If you're already going to say that, okay, once we're going to say chilukim in the kapar shiva, then we don't need the Nesivus altogether. Well, that's what we're going to try next. Okay, so the Beis HaKel really breaks. It's very sure. I don't know what to do for the Beis HaKel. But what about we have the Beis HaKel's kash and taisus? So what do we do with pshat and taisus? So there's another mahalach. We could say Pshat and Tosis. Rashash is a mahalach. Rashash has a different kasha. Rashash asks, Rashash asks on Tosis, what's the basic thesis of Tosis? For kapara, all you have to do is hafrosh. So Eichel Trum Satsum, all you have to do is hafrosha. To claim his Meichel, all you have to do is hafrosha. There's no chiv that you have to pay the hafrosh. The kapara is miskayim with the hafrosha law. The din that you have to actually pay the kohen, that's a chiv mazik, chiv gazlin. So Mele Moshel, welcome Suffolk, all you have to do is hafrosha. Because that's enough for the kapara. And the moment Hamotzim Chavel of Arayah. That's the basic side of Tosis. Ask the Rashash, what's going on? This is a need in a Yerushalmi. What Tosis woke up now? This is a discussion in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has. Let's see the Yerushalmi side. Yerushalmi says as follows. It's Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, page 62. by the fourth line from the bottom. It says like this. Imrotza HaKayin Limchal Eina Meichel. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Kayin can't be Meichel. So up to Yishalmi, Kishalei Hifish. That's talking about where you were not yet Mafish the Tuma, the Kayin can't be Meichel, you have to be Mafish. But Hifish V'yachakach Ochal. What if you were Mafish the Tuma? You were Mafish Tuma for Tashlumi Tuma. And then you went and you ate that Tuma. You ate that Tuma. So what's the din? No, is it called that I ate Tuma or is it called that I ate Cholim? It's big nafkaminis. If it's called that I ate Cholim, it's nothing. If I ate Tuma, then I have a nuchi of Karen V'chaybis. Zog to Gemara, Taflukta the Rebbe from Elezer Rebbe Shimon. It's a machlek as Rebbe and Elezer Rebbe Shimon. The son of Anosin Lakayin is HaKaydish. Matanosoi Mikachosoi Milechel B'Tuma. Ve'af I should be the aim. Yeah, this is Meshubash. Well, it should be. Oh, very good. Somebody underlined it. Yes, it's Teres Kainan. So, Blazer of Shimon says. Matanosi mikatsosi l'chayev lov keren v'chayimish v'ein hafashosi mikatsosi l'chayev lov keren v'chayimish divi Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon divi Rebbe Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon oimer af hafashosi mikatsosi l'chayev lov keren v'chayimish. Yeah, that's the right, that's the right. Rebbe says that v'nosin l'koyin is ha-koydish, the shah is when does it become, the thing is that the tashlumi truma become truma, v'nosin l'koyin is ha-koydish, it becomes koydish. When does it become koydish? When does it become truma? So Rebbe says that Rebbe says, Matanosoi Mikachosoi. Only when you give it to the Kohen. When you give it to the Kohen, that's when it becomes Truma. Till you give it to the Kohen, it's Chulu. And Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon says, that Hafashosoi Mikachosoi. That in the minute you mafish it, it has a status of Truma, and it becomes a. And if you eat it, you chayav Karen Mechemish. It becomes Truma right away with the Hafash. So, Chara, what's the Machaitis? That Rebbe holds. When is it chal din of anosin l'kayin is hakadosh? When is it chal din of tashlumi truma? When does it have a shem of tashlumi truma? Only matanosim mekatzosi. Only when you give it to the kayin. Kol zman you haven't given it to the kayin, it's not yet called tashlumi truma. So it doesn't become kadosh. And Rebbe Lezer B'Shimon says no. The hafrasha makes it into truma. The minute you mafish it, that itself gives it a shem tashlumi truma. And if you eat it, you chayav karen v'chaymish. So the Chora, according to Rebbe, that matanosi mekatshosa, that it does not have a shema tashlumi truma, it doesn't become kaidish till you actually give it to the kohen. So the Chora, when do you get the kapar? Only when you give it to a kohen. If matanosi mekatshosa, if it only has a shema tashlumi truma, that it becomes truma, it becomes kaidish only when you give it to the kohen, because you need the nosin lekohen as a kaidish. That's what's mekadish it to be kaidish. So the Chora adonim istaber that that's when you have the kapar. Point of Elazar Reb Shimon that hafrashasosei mekatshosei, that the hafrash alone is mekadoshit to have a shem of tashlumi truma, that it has dinei truma, then I could say that the kapara is affected with hafrash. So it comes out very sure that Taisus is like Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, not like Rebbe. Passes halacha like Rebbe, not like Elazar Reb Shimon, halacha like Rebbe mechaber. The Rabbi passes like Rebbe, don't push it. Hafrashasosei mekatshosei. It's not so important to the Chesmon Pshat. Just I'll leave it to Emes. I have a feeling that there's something here in the Girsa that should be changed. The way we have it is it says Hifish Ve'achakach Ochal Tafluk to the Rebbe Lezer Reb Shimon. The need is you mafish the Truma and then you ate it. And Yishami is being done. Do you have to pay Karen V'chaimish for eating the Truma that you were mafish? It could be, but Libi Oimeli that it should be Hifish Ve'achakach Mochal. Because the next case in Yishalmi, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, is Mochal V'yach Mochal That's also wrong. It says what? That's what the Gersh should be?
Yeah.
Did you just
say that? Oh, Hifashach HaMocha, V'achakach HaMocha. Yeah, I think that's the gist also. Hifish v'chakach mochal, because the whole Yisham, the Mishnah is talking about mochal. The next case in Yisham is talking about mochal. It's mistara that this case also has a mochal in it. But the cases he was the Mishnah says the kain can't be mochal. Please explain because it's a kapara, or the Rashi a different explanation because it's special. It's a knas, it's not a regular knas of moment. It's a knas of pears. Anyway, then the kain can't be mochal. So the Yisham is bidan. Okay, the kain can't be mochal. That means that if you're chayev tashlumi truma, you have this chayev tashlumi truma because you ate the kain's truma, he can't be meichel. But what if you were mafreshed already, and then he was meichel? So Rabbi Yochanan says, doesn't help. Excuse me, Rebbe says it doesn't help because you haven't had the kapara yet. The kapara is only when you give it to the kain. So he can't be meichel. The same way he can't be meichel before you're mafresh, he can't be meichel after you're mafresh. What's the difference? It's not a chiyuv moment. Let's say in Tosis world, it's a chiyuv kapara. So you can't be meichel. The kohen can't be meichel hafrosha. You have to be mafresh. If the kohen, the same way the kohen can't be meichel hafrosha, he can't be meichel in the sinah. Hifrish v'achakach meichel. You are mafresh the truma. But that's not according to Rebbe. That's not yet the kapara. The kapara is that you have to give it to the kohen. So if the kohen's meichel, doesn't help because you have to give it to the kohen. Lashenkin and Rebbe Shimon holds like Tosis really. The kapur you have with that frosh alone, later on that you have to give it to the kohen, that's just a din of mammon, and that it could be meichel. So that's tafluk to the Rebbe or Lezer Reb Shimon. Hifish yachakach mochal. You already mafish the truma. Maybe you already have the kapur, or maybe not. And then the guy was meichel. Then the kohen was meichel. Well, that's the machlekes. According to Rebbe, this can't be meichel yet because the hafrosha didn't do anything. You still have to nesina l'kayin in order to turn it into truma and to have the kapar. So he can't be meichel. You have to actually give it to him. Bashenkin, according to Blazer Reb Shimon, once you did the hafrosha, it became truma. You have your kapar. Everything is over. Now, why do you have to give it to the kayin? That's not a moment is the kedin. And a moment is the kedin. The kayin can be meichel. Anyway, Kalmer, l'gabi the cheshbon hapshat. It's not so. It's parallel anyway. But I just think that since all the other cases are mechila, it's very mistaba that over here should also be a case of mechila. Okay, but anyway, the Rashas is a kasha and taisus. Let's go back to the Rashas problem. So I have here b'fishu Yushami that this nidin of taisus is the kapara accomplished with the hafrosha, or does the kapara include the nesina l'kayin? Turns out it's mechalikus nishamit and Rabbi and Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon. Ask the Rashas. So what's going on? So taisus holds like Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon. But how do you forget about it? First of all, why doesn't taisus mention this Yushami? And secondly, taisus is not like Rebbe; it's like Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, and that itself is a davar tamur. Says the Rashash. This is all stuff that we really talked about before Yom Tov. But I told you, Tazra Yom, we have to get back in. Says the Rashash. Anybody know what is the Rashash answer?
There, I
won't
agree that the
Afrash
is
enough. Right. Says the Rashash that Tosis holds that the Machlokes Rebbe and Elazar Reb Shimon is only where there is a Chiyuv moment to the Kohen. So where there is a Chiyuv moment to the Kohen, always you were Masik the Kohen, can't get around to the fact you were Masik the Kohen. Where there's a Chiyuv moment to the Kohen, Chiyuv or Chiyuv Gzela, let's say, to the Kohen. For us, it's interchangeable. Chiyuv Masik, Chiyuv Gzela. Where you have a Chiyuv. Call it gzeila to the kohen. So then, Rebbe holds that's ma'akiv in the kapara as well, and it's ma'akiv in the chalois shem truma as well. It's b'mokan when there's a chiyuv moment to the kohen, then you don't have the kapara either till you pay the kohen, and it does not become, and therefore it does not become kodesh until you pay the kohen. Masha'enkin b'mokan where you have no chiyuv moment to the kohen because I'm oitzim chaver l'varayim, like by Sofi ben tishalushin ben zayin l'achrim. Or by with the children we're switched. Wherever you have, you don't have a chiyuv moment to the kohen because the kohen can't be tevayu because hamotzim mecherel varaya. Then Rebbe would agree. Then already Rebbe would concede that the kapara happens with the hafrosh alone. In other words, it's mischalik. Sometimes the kapara happens with the hafrosh, and sometimes the kapara only happens with the nesina l'kohen. Where the kohen is a tevias moment. Also, So then that defines the kapara, and the kapara is also only when you give it to the kohen. And that's what Rebbe said, that that matanosi mekatshose. And that's the case of the regular case of Yishami, where you ate truma of a kohen, a regular plain vanilla case, you ate truma of a kohen, he has a tvius moment. So since he has a tvius moment, your kapara is not fulfilled until you have vanosin lekohen, until you give it to the kohen. Matanosi mekatshose. But in a case where the kohen can't be tvei yuma, it doesn't have a tvius moment, because that makes him a chavela raya, the suffix moment. So then the kapara also does not require that you give it to the kohen. Then already the kapara is merely is fulfilled just by the hafrasha, and that's what Tosfos is talking about. That's kind of the terrace of the Rashash. What's the Havana? What's the Havana in this chiluk? It's a very strange thing. Why should the kapara depend on the moment? So anybody remember who we quoted or you cite from somebody? Terezra says the Havan in the Rashash is the vort of the site of the Terezra. Terezra says he is site. He answered a different question entirely, but Terezra says he is site. Basically, this is site. He says that if the tashlumei truma, the din of venos lakayin is a kaidish tashlumei truma, even though it's a kapara according to Taisus. But it subsumes in itself all the chiyuvei mammon, and whatever chiyuvei mammon there might be, go into the parsha of tashlumei truma, and therefore define. They get to define the parsha of tashlumei truma. It's mokers in gemara. Really, it makes not only it's the mokers from the gemara of Sochem, and the gemara of Sochem also really allows us to understand what this word is. The gemara of Sochem says. We talked about it. When you pay tashlumei truma, how do you evaluate how much you have to pay? You have to pay peiros. But how much peiros? Do you do it just by the pound? I ate a pound of peiros, so I have to pay a pound of peiros. What if the pound of peiros that I ate had a different value than the pound of peiros that I'm paying? Because the prices have fluctuated. So that's the machlokes in the that's the machlokes in the Rambam Sochem and Daf Lamed Aleph. Do you say the fidom mishalm or the fimid mishalm? Do I say gayova ochel gayova mishalm? I ate a pound, I pay a pound. Do I say no? I pay the fidom. I ate $1 worth. I ate $10 worth. I have to pay $10. I pay it in pairs, but I pay $10 worth of pairs. So it's a buy in the Gemara Pesachim. Says the Gemara Pesachim that the nafkamina is only the whole case that they're arguing about fimid mishalm, fidom mishalm. The argument is only, or the buy is only, in a case where the price of peiros has gone up. So I ate a pound of peiros that were worth $10, and now a pound of peiros is worth $20. So if I say lefitomim, I only have to pay $10. But if I say lefimidim, I have to pay $20. But if the price went down, right? So when I ate the pound of peiros, they were worth $20, and now a pound of peiros is worth $10. Then everybody agrees that I have to pay. Then there's no machlokes, no baya. There's no mokum for a baya. There's no nafkamina. Whether lefidom or lefimido, because you have to pay $20 anyway because legara migazlum. That's the Gemara. And Rashi over there sounds like the pshatling maris, posh pshatling maris. That even if mitin tashlumei truma is lefimido mishalom, I only have to pay a pound, but I have to pay $20 anyway because dal meyocha the chiyuv of tashlumei truma, I have a regular chiyuv gazlum. So maybe there's no nafkamina whether it's I pay lefimido or lefidom, whether tashlumei truma is lefidom or lefimido, because I have to pay $20 anyway, but Torah is gazlan. That's the chor posh pshat in the word. That's what Rashi seems to explain the Gemara. Esh Rabbi Kreger, but it's a big nafkamina. It's still a big nafkamina, because there are many, many differences between the lochas of a gazlan and the lochas of tashlumei truma. A gazlan pays in money, and tashlumei truma you have to pay in peiros, and a gazlan, the nixil could be meichel, and by tashlumei truma the kohen can't be meichel. So it's a very big difference, even if the price of peiros went down, and when I sold it was worth $20, and now it's worth $10, but is the parsha of tashlumei truma mechayev me in $20 of peiros? Or is the parsha of tashlumei truma only mechayev me in a pound of peiros, and the extra $10 I only have to pay as a gazlan? Can the nigzel be mechel, the extra $10? Do the extra $10 have to be paid in peiros, or do they have to pay it in money? So what's shadow of the money? There's no nafkamina. There's all the nafkamina in the world. Says the Torah Yisroel. It's not like Rashi L'chara. When Rashi is very sure, but says the Torah Zorayim, L'chara, you see in that Gemara is when the Gemara says Legara Migazlan, it doesn't mean forget about the parsha of Tashlumei Truma, but he has to pay the extra $10 anyway because he's a Gazlan. Not the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara means that the parsha of Tashlumei Truma can't be less than the parsha of Gazlan Because the parsha of Tashlumei Truma is a new kind of gzeila with chumris, but not with kulis. The parsha of Tashlumei Truma is gazdan plus. You steal something ordinarily, you have to pay $10 of money. You steal Tashlumei Truma, about you have that din. But that gets incorporated into and amplified and increased by the parsha of Tashlumei Truma. So the parsha of Tashlumei Truma is basically a chiyuv gazdan with more dinim added to it. But if me din gazdan, you have to pay kiyuku to make kari, you have to pay $20, because that's the din of the gazdan, you have to pay kiyuku to make kari, you have to pay kei shigona. So the din of Tashlumei Truma can't be less than that. And the din of Tashlumei Truma, vadis mechayiv in Tashlumei Truma, not less than the amount that he would have to pay as a gazdan. And therefore, in Tashlumei Truma, vadi has to pay $20. And therefore, he can't be meichel. And all the dinim of Tashlumei Truma, he can't be meichel, and it has to be payers. Because whatever dinim he has, whatever chiyuvi moment he has, they get included into, and they can therefore expand. We didn't Tashlumei Truma alone, maybe it'll only be $10. But since I was gazlin, it would be $20. So that gets swallowed into, and therefore makes grow, increases the amplitude of the chiyuv Tashlumei Truma. Well, that's mamish. That's the Torah's drawing. That's the Yisrael of Torah's drawing. Kimat the Gemara Mefreshes. This Gemara about the Lagar Migazlin. The way the Torah's drawing is reading Gemara. It's the Gemara Mefreshes. Lagar Migazlin means the Pasha of Tashlumei Truma Midin Tashlumei can't be less chomer than the Pasha of Zela. If the Pasha of Zela is mechayev $20 of Tashlumei Zela, then the Pasha of Tashlumei Truma has to be mechayev $20 of Tashlumei Truma. Al Derech says the Avon of the Rashash Lachar. That's mamish the Avon of the Rashash. Tashlumei Truma may be with nothing else, if it would be a pure Tashlumei Truma with no chiyuv moment involved, like I ate my own truma, for example, a zar ate his own truma that he yashin, so it's only mechayev hafrasha. That's all Tashlumei is, hafrasha, and that's it, and hafrasha, so, and then it becomes, and that's the whole kapara. But b'mokim where he has Tashlumei, we ask Tashlumei nigd, he has Tashlumei gzela, that he ate somebody else's truma, he ate the truma of a kohen. So he has, as B'Torah's Gazlan, it wouldn't be enough for him just to be mafresh the Truma. B'Torah's Gazlan, he would have to pay the Kohen. So that Chiyuv Gazlan, so now the din of Tashlumei Truma is like Gora Mi Gazlan. And as like Gora Mi Gazlan, he has the Chiyuv now Tashlumei Truma grows to include whatever Chiyuv Zeilu would include. And since Chiyuv Zeilu would include that he has to pay the Gazlan, that he has to pay the Nigzal, rather he has to pay the Kohen. So now the Chiyuv Tashlumei Truma also grows proportionately, and also now includes that he has to pay the kohen, and Kozman, he doesn't pay the kohen, he hasn't satisfied the din of Tashlumei Truma, and he doesn't have the kapar. And not only that, but the Truma won't even become Kodesh, because if he hasn't satisfied the din of Tashlumei Truma, then it's not yet Venosan, he hasn't satisfied Venosan Esa Kodesh, and it doesn't become Kodesh. And that's what Rebbe says, when Rebbe says Nisinosoi, Matanosoi, Mikachosoi, that's what Rebbe means. That not that you always have to have a matana to be mekadosh. Maybe if you didn't have any chachiyubi moment over here, you wouldn't need a matana to be mekadosh. That first would be mekadosh. But Rebbe holds, but where you have a chiyub moment, so like gara migazlin, then the chiyub moment goes into the chiyub Tashlumei Truma, and the chiyub Tashlumei Truma now is not satisfied till he actually give it to the kohen. And therefore, that's first when it becomes kadosh. That's the pshat in the Rashash. The pshat in the Rashash is the Torah Zohar. Yeah, now this of course would answer the Bisakas Kasha as well. What was the Bisakas Kasha? The Bisakas Kasha was, Taisa says that by a Sofik, you don't have to pay, the Gemara says, by a Sofik, Hamayis Mechirel of Araya, a Sofik Kohen is a Sofik Zar, a Sofik Kohen, he's Chuma, he doesn't have to pay because it's a Hamayis Mechirel of Araya. So Taisa, what do you mean it's a Kapara? Sofik Kapara should have to pay. So Taisa says, Nechram, he has to be Mafresh, but he doesn't have to give it to anybody. That frosh is enough. You only have to give it to the kohen as tashlumi moment, and tashlumi moment is a mosim mechirel of raya. So what does Bisakav ask? So Bisakav asks, if that's the case, so by zash ochel trumas chomas pesach, why does the Mishnah say chayav l'shalom? Why do you have to be m'shalom? Just be mafresh. You have the kapara. I have a chiyuv tashlumi kimli d'rabine, and the chiyuv tashlumi is kimli d'rabine. So back to square one. Bisakav's kasha. The teretz is with the rashash. Could answer with the rashash as you say. When there's no chiyuv moment at all, like by Mokum Hamoitzim Mechaverel of Araya, where there's no chiyuv moment because there's no Teveya, nobody could be Teveya because it's a Sofik, and by Sofik there's no Tfias moment because Hamoitzim Mechaverel of Araya, then Taisi says, then I don't have to, then all I need is the Hafasha. If there's no chiyuv moment, all I need is the Hafasha, and that's the Kapar, Hafashasim Mechashasim. But where I have a chiyuv moment, I did eat the Chum of a Kayan. I ate the Chum of a Kayan. So there is a chiyuv moment. Because there is a toveyah, there is somebody here being toveyah the chumah. Absolutely, chametz. There's a chiyuv karsu, but there is somebody here who's being toveyah. So there's a chiyuv mammon. If there's a chiyuv mammon, then kozman the chiyuv mammon is not satisfied. Then that becomes part of the kapara. And once it's part of the kapara, there's no kimalei b'rabim. So it's very good. Ha'aleichel chumah chametz b'pesach. There's no kimalei b'rabim. Why? Because be'etzin there's a tvias mammon over there. We want to say kimalei b'rabim to patur from it, but there is a tvias mammon. The kain over there, there is an exile. There is a kain over there is being tovei the domim. And since the kain is being tovei the domim, so then that becomes part of the kapara. That's what Rebbe says, matanosim mekatzosoy. Rebbe is right. Matanosim, or we pass like Rebbe, matanosim mekatzosoy. You have to give it to the kain and satisfy the chiyum mammon. Lagar migazlan. You have to satisfy the chiyum mammon in order to have the kapara. Once you have to satisfy the chiyum mammon in order to have the kapara, then there's no kibbutz. Then Misa doesn't pat it. Because Misa doesn't pat the kapara. That's as you say. That's basically the... Where we left things off before the break. However, we're really not out of the woods. The emes is this teretz of the Rashash. Rashash is not the first one to say it. This teretz of the Rashash, Krakodim Loi, the Marit Al Gazi, in Hilchas Chala, Oisir Aleph, in the back of the Mer B'Cheres. You have the Marit Al Gazi on B'Cheres, and you also have on Hilchas Chala. The Marit Al Gazi, he says the same teretz as the Rashash. But he points out, he says it's not maspid. He says, because this yisoid of the Rashash, I mean, he was before the Rashash, but he says, this yisoid that the Rashash and Mechadash does, he says, that itself is really is a machaikas of Yerkan Rish Lakash. We have to see Vayitin the Gemara. Let's see the Vayitin the Yisham. We're going to stop soon. We'll get a start. Yishami continues. Mochal v'yachakach ochal. What happens the following? A kohen had truma, and he was mochal before the tzar ever ate it. Was the kohen said to a tzar, "I have truma here. I don't care. You want to eat it? Be my guest." Not the tzar's allowed anyway, but as far as the kohen's dini moment is concerned, the kohen was already mochal. Says Yishami, tafluktu Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. That's a machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Does he have any chiyuv? Does he have any chiyuv? This valgum. What's this machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish? They really argue about a different case, but it's a parallel case. Gozel truma mishal avi imay koyin. Somebody stole truma from his grandfather and he ate it. That's the case. He ate it. Meanwhile, the grandfather died, and now he's the Yerush. In a regular dini momentus, if somebody stole something from his grandfather, he's the only Yerush. Somebody stole from his grandfather, then the grandfather died. So does he have to pay? Yeah. I don't know. Who would he have to pay? He has to pay the estate. He's the estate. But, so what's the din over here? So Rav Yechon Omar, Mishalom LaShevet. Rav Yechon says, no, he's not off the hook. He has to pay the Shevet Kuna. Reish Lokish Omar, Mishalom LaAtzmai. Rav Yechon says, no, he's mafresh truma to himself. He's Mishalom La'atzma. So the Yisham is making an equation. Mochal v'yachakach ochal is like the case of the Machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish, where somebody stole truma mi'obi yimakayin. Now it's basically both of these cases have in common is you're a zar shochal truma, you can't get away from that, you're a zar shochal truma, but there's no tefias mamon. Because the kain was meichel l'chadchil of him. Before you ever ate it, the kain was meichel. Or, maybe he ate his grandfather's truma, but now he's the estate. So there's no tefias mamon because he himself is the only person who could be teveyed. So you have a chiyuv tashlumi truma, but there's no tefias mamon. So what's the din? So Rabbi Yochanan says you have to give it to the shevet. You have to pay. You can't just be ba'afish la'atzmai, mishal ma'atzmai. You have to give it to kohanim. You have to go find the kohen somewhere and give it to him. And Reish Lakish says, no, Mishalom La'atzmai, you mafish La'atzmai, you mafish Truma, but it's yours. What's the machlokes about? So we're going to skip a little bit. There's a piece of Yisham here in the middle that's very sure. Maybe tomorrow we'll address it. I want to come back to it. But let's leave that out for the time being, and we're going to skip to the next page. Second line, page 64. The second line, the end of the line, says the Yishami, Rav Yochanan ke Rebbe, Rav Shimon ben Lakish ke Belezer, Rav Shimon. Shami is saying the Pashup Shad is that Rav Yochanan lines up with the Shita of Rebbe, and Reish Lakish lines up with the Shita of Rav Lezer Reb Shimon. Meaning Pashup Shad. There's no tfias moment. In the case that Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about, they're talking about a case where I ate, he says, Ashachal Tumma, but nobody's being Tavei at the moment. So Rav Yochanan says, you have to give it to a Kohen anyway. Why do you have to give it to a Kohen anyway? Says the Gemara. Because Rav Yochanan is like Rebbe. Matanosoi Mikat Shosoi. It doesn't become truma until you give it to a kohen. So what's it going to help to be mafish la'asmai? It's not going to become truma if you're going to be mafish la'asmai. Hafrosh is not mekadosh it. What's mekadosh the truma is giving it to a kohen. So if you don't give it to a kohen, you don't even have the kapara. It's nothing. Your mafish la'asmai is nothing. You have to give it to a kohen. Matanosi mekadoshi. That's definitive of tashlumi truma. So therefore, says Rebbe, it doesn't matter. There's no says Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's like Rebbe. Says Rabbi Yochanan. It doesn't help that there's no tefias mammon over here. But he has a chiv kapara, that's for sure. He says, Asha chal truma, even if you eat your own truma, you have a chiv of tashlumi truma. He said, you need a kapara. We'll talk in terms of kapara. Yeah, you have a chiv of Asha chal truma. And if you have a chiv of Asha chal truma, you have to be makadish. You have to take these pears and you have to turn them into truma. Well, how do you turn them into truma? Matanosi mikadshosi, only by giving it to a kohen. So therefore, even in a case like this where there's no tefias mammon, you have to give the truma to a, go find the kohen and give it to him. Find a coin off the street and give it to him. That'll be matanos and mekatshose. So Rav Yochanan is like Rebbe. Whereas the Reish Lakish holds like a blessed Reb Shimon. Hafrashose mekatshose. It becomes truma with a mere hafrash, you're going to have to give it to a coin. So where there's a coin being conveyed, you have to pay the coin. But where there's no tfias mammon, then all you have to have, all you need is the kapara. Hafrashose mekatshose. So says Yishami. So that lines up beautifully. Rav Yochanan is like Rebbe, and Reish Lakish is like Rebbe blessed Reb Shimon. Says the Yishalmi, it's not Muchach. Says the Yishalmi, Om Rabbein Rabchiyo. V'in Yizbar Reish Lakish Kerebi. Reish Lakish can hold like Rebbe. Ubelvad Bedover Shehu Zokik Litnei Lakayin. But Rebbe only said Matanosi Mekatshose, where there's a Chiyav moment to the Kayin, where you have to give it to the Kayin anyway. So then that's Me'akiv in the Chaloy Shem Chuma as well. Halal Bedover Shehu Zokik Litnei Lakayin. But in a case where there is no where you have no chiyuv mamon to the kohen, because it's your own, the kohen was meichel or it's your grandfather's anyway, and he's dead and you yashmed him, so then if Rebbe meide, then even Rebbe is meide that the hafrosh alone is mekadosh. And he brings a raya from a mishnah that the masnisin a hifish pityon petach hamor of lezay mechayov beachavusik chomer shleim shel ben chomer mein chayov mechavusik el kipityon baisa sheni b'chayik se lezay and chachamim. If the hafrosh is mekadosh, the pinyan pet the chamor, and the Gemara says, a hifish pinyan pet the chamor, and then the chamor died. So was the hafrosh itself mekadosh? So machlekes says the Gemara, ma'ide v'lezer bepitri chamor shenoflum beis avi imay koyin became a shehifishu kid kodshu. Normally, pigeon petach hamor has to go to a kohen. I'm not sure what the case exactly is. You mafish a pidyon petachamor. You mafish the seh, and then the seh died. The seh died. So Rebbe Elazar says, with the mere hafrosh, the seh becomes kadosh, and therefore it dies. So you have to replace it. Excuse me, the other way around. Rebbe Elazar holds chayav b'achar yusay, because the mere hafrosh did not complete the pidyon petachamor. You have to complete it b'seh. So the Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon holds that just being mafresh the seh does not affect the pigeon actually over the yad kohen. So therefore, if the seh dies, you have to go in another seh, because the pigeon, the chalois k'dusha on the seh, the being mechel k'dusha on the seh only happens when you give it to the kohen. So if you give it to the kohen, if you haven't given it to the kohen yet, then it's not kadosh. So you have to go find another seh, because you have to be paid to the chamor. And Chacham say, Ein chayavim b'chayosui. Chacham say no. The minute you were mafresh the seh, that was part of the petach amar. The kedusha was affected, and after seh died, the seh died. Tough luck on the kayim. But the chamar is already nifta. And then it says, but that's for sure that if you yashin pitri chamar shenoflo in bebeis avim, if you yashin some of these, if the father, if his grandfather was a kayim, and somebody had already given him a pidyon petach amar, a seh that was a pidyon petach amar, and then how would that be? Don't forget, the Kayan, it was like this. His grandfather was Kayan. The Kayan's grandfather was Yisrael. The grandfather's grandfather had a chamar. That chamar was chayiv in pidyon. Then it fell to the Kayan. So now that chamar of the Kayan is also chayiv in pidyon. It's not a Kayan's chamar. It was chalan and a chayiv in pidyon. But the Kayan could be that chamar. The Kayan could be paida and a sel asmat. And then when the grandfather died, and then he yashin that chamar, so that chamar he could be paid on a seh and keep la'atzmai. Yeah, okay, the case not so clear to me exactly halachas over there, but the Gemara wants to make such a dimin that where you have to give it to a kohen, so the kedusha is only chal when you give it to a kohen. Where there's no din, you have to give it to a kohen, and the kedusha is chal miyad. So Rish Lakish is the same thing over here, but kitzer. Even the pidyon petach amar out of it a minute, because I'm not so clear about that. But the point of the Yishami is that Rish Lakish is saying that Rebbe says matanos mekatshosay only when there's a chiyuv mamon lakayin, when the kayin has it to be his mamon, then that's where Rebbe says matanos mekatshosay that becomes part of the kapara as well, and it doesn't become kaddish to give it to a kayin. But in a case where there's no chiyuv matana lakayin, where there's no tefias mamon to the kayin, like where the kayin was already meichel. Or where we yashin the truma yet me'avi imay kayin, so there's no chiyuv mamon of a kayin. Then says Rish Lakish, then Rebbe would be meida that matanosoi that hafashosim mekatshosim. So that's mamish the chiluk of this distinction that Rish Lakish is making. Whose distinction is this? This is the distinction of the Rashash and the Ridal Gazi. But Rav Yochanan is chiluk. Rav Yochanan is Karebi. That's the Yishami that Chayzli from. The Yishami that Chayzli, Rav Yochanan is Karebi. The Yishami thought that Rish Lakish like Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon says the Gemara, no, Rish Lakish go even like Rebbe. But Rav Yochanan is Karebi. And he doesn't hold from this distinction. It's Bekitzer, the Meitel Gazi himself points this out, that the chiluk that the Rashash is trying to make, that Rebbe only said Afashosi Mikatshosi in a case where there is a tefias, where the kohen has a tefias moment, but in a case where the kohen does not have a tefias moment, then Rebbe concedes that Afashosi Mikatshosi. That's a very good svara. The Rashash svara is a very good svara. It's a very good svara. He's mechaven to Rish Lakish, but Rav Yechim is chel, and presumably that loch is like Rav Yechim. So how could Tosfos go like Rish Lakish? That's the Meitel Gazi's kasha. Okay, I think that's enough to be good for today.